Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am Jessica, your host and female empowerment coach. In this space, we talk all things empowerment, confidence, and connection back to self. We talk energy, life experiences, love and relationships, and practical skills to guide you into alignment with your desired reality. Get ready to become your higher self. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. How are we going? I need to start by saying I am so sorry that I missed an episode last week. The cord for the microphone had been broken for about 6 months. So I've got to give it that. It lasted a very long time. But as I was getting my microphone, I keep it in this box at the top of my cupboard. As I was getting this microphone out, I just knew. I don't know, I just knew I wore a Mercury retrograde, higher chance, you know, everything technological fucks up. And I plugged it in, it still went in, it hadn't snapped even further because the micro USB that plugs into the microphone, that was the part that was snapped a bit and I kept like pushing it in every single week. Anyway, I start recording and I always do a few test runs anyway when I record, and the sound was so fucking distorted. Like nothing I could do in GarageBand or Audacity would have helped it. It would have been just terrible. So anyway, that's all good. But as I went to go get another cord as the course of the week, because I'm like determined to put out an episode, I have gotten the wrong cord. And yeah, it just, I don't know. There was something stopping me from recording. But lo and behold, here we are today. I have officially got the correct cord. Everything's working all good, fingers crossed, and I'm glad that I can bring you this episode because there's a few exciting things that I want to share with you in regards to today's episode that I wanted to release last week. I have officially launched the Confidence Collective 2.0. So this is one of my original programs that I ever bought out when I first started. And I've kind of kept it on the back burner because I wanted to revamp it in a different way. And I have decided to revamp it into a four-week group coaching program. So you get access to video trainings. There never used to be video trainings part of the Confidence Collective, but you also get part of group coaching calls with me every single week. And I am fucking excited. So we are in launch phase at the moment. All of the details will be in the show notes below, but the Confidence Collective is really a program that gives you the solutions and the resources and the tools to use in times when insecurity arises. And it's split into three pillars. So we've got the mind, the body, and the soul. So anything that you can think of when it comes to confidence, whether it's internal or external, it is inside of the Confidence Collective. And I'm very, very proud of this group coaching program. And I know that all the women who decide to up level, who decide to invest, are going to love this. And this is definitely a program where you are wanting some coaching from myself, some personal coaching from myself, because every group coaching call go around, you get to speak, you get to ask your questions, right? It's really free flowing. Plus you get high quality content that has been used in the sense of, you know, I've given it to some ladies to test it out, to make sure I'm on the wrong track with what I'm sharing when it comes to confidence. And let me fucking tell you, it is quality. It is quality. Can you hear in my voice? I'm so proud of this. And as I said, all of you that are going to invest and choose to up level, if you really struggle with your confidence levels, whether that's body image, whether that's setting boundaries, whether that's the thoughts that you have inside of your mind, the Confidence Collective is the program for you. And if you're not quite ready to invest in the one-on-one high ticket that I have, Lifestyle by Design, then definitely invest in the Confidence Collective. There are payment plans available as well, and I've made it super affordable for every single woman that decides to invest. And I'm so excited about it. I just, all of this knowledge, all of this, everything that I'm sharing is other things and the steps and the tools that I personally have used as well to boost my confidence levels. And that is a question that I get so often above many is, how are you so confident? How do you act so confident? How do you feel confident? What happens when you're feeling not worthy? What happens when you're scared to be vulnerable or receive love? What happens when you feel like you're not good enough? This program gives you the answers to all of those questions. So if you feel like you aren't living life for yourself, if you feel like you're not connected to yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally, the Confidence Collective is for you. Come and enroll. You won't regret it. You also get lifetime access. So what that means is every time a group coaching call happens, I will be recording it, and you will get access to the group coaching calls that not only are in the group that you're in, but all of the future groups. Plus, at any time when the program is updated, you will get those updates free because you are already in. You will have lifetime access. That is the best part about it, because I'm ever evolving as a coach. Concepts are ever evolving. I'm educating myself. I'm always going to look to update and bring you more. So at this point in time, the price that it is right now, it will not be this price again. So get into it right now, get into the first live exclusive round, and then you will get lifetime access. But because I'm so excited and I feel so strongly about this group coaching program, I'm going to share a little bit of what is going to be included in the Confidence Collective in today's podcast episode. And we are going to actually workshop through limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are all those beliefs, that mindset that you have, the talk inside of you that you have, that you really know is holding you back, is keeping you small, is limiting you in some way, shape, or form. And this is a huge foundation for the first pillar of the Confidence Collective of the mind. And so I'm going to share with you exclusively a framework that only at this point private clients have gone through extensively with me, and this will be a huge part of your training when you enroll in the Confidence Collective. And it is the IPR formula for limiting beliefs. So you want to identify, you want to prove, and then you want to replace the limiting belief with an empowering one. So in today's episode, get out your journals, get ready. If you can, pause this as we go along so you can do the journaling session. But I'm going to break down exactly a full concept that I share in the Confidence Collective, and I want to give it to you because I want you to see how much value that you get. And this is just one of many, many, many concepts that I am sharing with all of the women who are inside of the Confidence Collective. So number one, identify. What exactly does this mean? So not only does it mean that you need to identify your limiting belief, but you need to go back and identify when this limiting belief became apparent in your life, right? Your limiting belief may be, I am not worthy of love. And this is the example that we are going to run through today, right? I am not worthy of love. So just keep that in mind as we're workshopping. But of course, it is applicable. You can duplicate this for any limiting belief that you have using the same process. So we identify that my limiting belief is, I am not worthy of love. Now, we need to start thinking, okay, when in my life have there been moments where I have felt that I am not worthy of love, or I haven't received love in the way that I expected or in the way that I wanted? Now, what we do is we start to really go back into a memory. It can be recent, or you'll find it will start when you're much, much younger, right? So were there times in high school that you got rejected by a high school crush? Was there a moment after your first proper boyfriend or girlfriend that you broke up and you felt that you would never find that love again, and you didn't feel worthy of receiving it if the one person you loved you back, if the one person you loved didn't love you back, and you felt that, okay, I really am not worthy of this love. If this person that I've been in a relationship for X amount of years or months, whatever it may be, everyone's different. If they can't love me, then I must not be worthy of it. So do you understand that you need to actually pinpoint the time or times to actually understand this is where it stems from? This is the evidence of this current limiting belief. It does not mean evidence that it is true. Please do not get that mixed up. This is not evidence that it is true. It is just evidence that you have taken and made these assumptions and made these reflections, and so your subconscious mind has rolled with it. Now, from there, we want to prove. So I am not worthy of love. We need to prove the opposite, right? Where are times where you have felt that you are worthy of love, where you have received love, where you felt so full of gratitude of love? and just you're up to the brim, packed to the brim with worthiness of love, right? Go and find those moments in your life, and I guarantee this is often where I see women really struggle, because they're like, well, I have this limiting belief, like I'm not worthy of love, I can't think of anything. Let me tell you right now, there are going to be many times, and I need you to think outside the box if you're really just kind of honing in on what's happening in your love life right now or in your family life. Think outside the box. Where is the evidence that we are going to prove the opposite, right? That's what we are looking for now. So then you jot all of these down and you kind of have this comparison, okay? I'm not worthy of love. These are all the times that I felt worthy of love. There is nothing to signify. Side note, I should have started this, but when it comes to worth, it's always worth noting, for lack of a better word, that we are born worthy. We are born 100% worthy, but we have in fact allowed experiences, circumstances, relationships to take away from our worth. We have allowed our meter of worth to keep subtracting, right? And before you say, no, well, you know, this is how this person made me feel. Yes, of course. But remember, we are always, always in control. And that's something that I always reiterate to my private clients, is that you actually have the control. So start acting like the main character in your life. So back to what I was saying on the second part, the P, proving that this is actually wrong, this limiting belief, right? And looking at all the times in your love in alignment with this example, where you have received love, where you are worthy of love. Now, from there, the last part, so you want to take your time, I should note, right? The last one after all this, take your time, go through it, do not rush. When you do limiting beliefs and you workshop them, like I'm sharing with you now, there is no reason to rush through it and try to get through it, because you will not have the synchronistic pop where, okay, I can switch this. Now, the last point is replace. So we want to replace, there's two tiers to this. We want to replace our limiting beliefs with an empowering one, right? So one that actually resonates with us. I can give you, so for this example, I'll give you one of my empowering beliefs, right? But that may not resonate with you. It may not sit with you. Do not mistake the fact that you may say an empowering belief and you may not believe it right now, but the difference is, does that feel good for you to say? Is that in your language? Is it the length? Is the statement the length you want it to be? You know what I'm saying? So making sure that you don't just Google or copy me or copy anyone else when it comes to statements, affirmations, sentences, whatever you want to call them, make sure you manipulate it in a sense that works for you. So the limiting belief here is, I am not worthy of love. The replacing, so when we replace it, the empowering belief, let's say the empowering belief is, I am wholeheartedly worthy of all, I'm just writing it down, of all types of love. I am I am wholeheartedly worthy of all types of love. That feels good to me. I love that. It resonates with me. It feels good when I say it. And that's what I'm saying is, you may not always fully believe it at this point in time, but you want to feel some, say, oh my goodness, guys, I cannot talk. I'm like, it's because I have so much going on in my head and I'm like, go, 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 go. You want to be able to say it and it feels good for you. Anyway, moving on. So that is the first part of the replace. The second part, once you have created your empowering belief, you want to then note the behaviors associated with this. This is where women fail to change their limiting beliefs, because we recognize, we identify, we prove, we replace, and then that is it. We kind of just say that, we don't feel into it. First things first, one that should be congruent for all of us is making sure you are affirming this every day with emotion. Feel it in your heart space. Tap into your heart space and make sure that you're feeling what you are saying. Now, from there, you want to say, okay, in this instance, for this example, I am wholeheartedly worthy of all types of love. What behavior am I going to engage in when it comes to knowing that I'm worthy of love. I'm going to be open to compliments. I'm going to be open to receiving vulnerability. And that those are actually concepts that I share, how to be vulnerable as a female, how to receive love and compliments and affection and not feel guilty or weird about it. I go through this in the Confidence Collective. So this is like a byproduct of that. But what are things that we can do every single day? Is it every day are we self-soothing, so we're meeting our own needs in that sense? But go through and really think about what are the behaviors that I can engage in from the get-go to start affirming this affirmation, to really lock it in, stick it in, and this is where we want to be. Now, I always say to my clients, and if my clients are listening to this, they'll know, but this takes practice. It takes time. What time? It's 16 minutes, right? So I've given this rundown. I think the video training in the Confidence Collective is about 30 to 40 minutes. So I go a little bit more in depth and I show you in a diagram of how it can flow. But I felt called to really give this because I think it's going to help a lot of you to have just the slight foundation to workshopping limiting beliefs, right? I promise you, if you follow this process and you start to become aware of what's happening in your mind, but then from there make the link to changed behavior, it is going to make a world of a difference. And if you want to further your knowledge on this, if you want to learn more, head to the show notes below. Come and enroll in the Confidence Collective, and you'll see I've left a little gift as percentage off for all of my podcast listeners as well. So definitely go use that and you will get the full training on limiting beliefs. But I hope this has helped all of you lovely ladies, lovely guys, whoever is listening. You know I appreciate you all and I can't wait to speak to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much and I would absolutely love it if you could please leave me an iTunes review. And for more empowerment secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram @JessPennelly. Until next time.